Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
We're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you, man?
Dude, I just baked an excellent pie. It's so warm, I'm about to take it out of the oven, and I am going to stick my finger to test its warmth.
I know you didn't plan that, but right when you said you're going to stick your finger, it cut out, and it came right back with, and it's going to be super warm.
I'm okay with that.
I'm leaving it. Just for the record, you are going to fornicate with your pie.
It won't last more than 3 to 5 seconds, but yeah.
It's pretty typical for you though, right?
I've never heard complaints.
I'm not a big pie guy. Is that something that you eat a lot of? Out of curiosity, I know we like to talk food on here.
Eat a lot of or put my penis in a lot of?
Give me, what do you like to eat?
Again, is that a sexual question?
Not sexual. We'll stay on the pie topic.
So I definitely think a really great French silk pie.
Okay.
I think that's something to hang your hat on. And I get that it's more of like a cake pie because it mixes like the chocolatey with like the pie whole little ordeal that that's got going on. But at the end of the day, yeah, pie. Okay, pie.
I'm not a big pie guy. I got to be honest. I rarely will eat pie unless it's like French silk. I'll have like one slice of that at like Thanksgiving. But I'm not a guy that goes out to like a restaurant and is like, I'll take a nice slice of pie at the end of my meal.
I have two follow-up questions. First of all, I hate you. Second of all, what about a cobbler?
No, absolutely not. No cobbler.
Third of all, what about pumpkin pie?
Nope.
And that's the end of today's episode. Kyle is going to be replaced by somebody that likes pie. Goodbye.
I love it. Let's jump into some of the episode here. So we're obviously getting ready to talk about American Pie, hence the beginning of the episode here. And, you know, this is a 1999 comedy film. JD, what's your first memory of American Pie?
First of all, for some reason, I always remember this movie coming out in 2001.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think like, that's the sequel.
And that's I guess the point of what I'm saying is I probably didn't see this first movie until the sequel came out and then rented American Pie and watched it at a sleepover in 2001.
Okay. Yeah, 2001 is the sequel. So you saw it at a sleepover. You're like 15, 16 years old at that point. Is this a movie that you watch over and over and over again? Or is this a movie that you will watch if it's on, but not a repeat for you?
I want to say between the ages of 15 and 23, I probably watched it once a year.
Okay.
And then as I matured into adulthood, I have not seen it in quite a number of years.
Okay. Any reason behind that?
I think I summed it up by saying matured into adulthood.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Wiley watched it like once a week, so.
Well, but you don't eat pie, so you don't count.
Fair point. Fair point. This was a movie I can definitely remember seeing in theater and then also seeing the sequel in theater as well, the third one, and even the latest one that they rebooted not too long ago. But yeah, it's a movie that I do watch typically probably maybe once a year, just depending on what mood I'm in. But usually if I watch the first one, I will go through and watch all three of the first three sequels. I know there's like nine of them in total, but I don't count the direct-to-DVD ones.
Yeah, those ones don't count in canon. Like, just strike those from record.
Now, if they did not call them American Pie, if they were just standalones, there's actually one or two of the direct-to-DVD ones that I actually don't think is that bad. So there's one, I think it's called The Naked Mile. I actually think that film's pretty funny.
Yeah, next you're going to say Van Wilder was good?
I love Van Wilder. Don't you dare.
And this is the last episode that Kyle will be joining us on, part two. Goodbye.
I'm now kicked out again. Twice in one episode. What do you have against Van Wilder? Come on.
Okay, I saw Van Wilder once. It was in college. It was under the perfect circumstances. And I was like, really? Like, all the comedy was in the trailer. I think that was before Ryan Reynolds really hit stride. If I'm not mistaken, it was before Waiting?
Before, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And before Just Friends, when I think Ryan Reynolds really came out of his shell?
I don't know. I like Van Wilder. I think it's like a nice kind of homage to Ferris Bueller, but in a different story. Yeah, I like
in a very racist story.
But yeah, I like that he's like the narrator, and he's kind of this kid in college that just doesn't seem to graduate. And we actually had a friend that a high school friend of mine that went to college for like 7 years and was kind of like his own version of Van Wilder. And that's probably why I connect to that one a little bit.
Well, let the record show, if you remember, the McLean brothers at Olivet. They went to Olivet for about 7 years each, and they were nowhere near as cool as Van Wilder. So I guess in that regard, I'll give you points.
There you go. Shout out to the McLeans, though. One of those guys might listen to the show.
Redacted.
Redacted. Nice. So let's go ahead and fire up the trailer here. If you're by a computer and have access, let's just jump onto YouTube. Type in American Pie Original Trailer. And when you hit the search button, it should pop up. The first one, American Pie Official Trailer number 1, uploaded by Movie Clips. It has 1.6 million views. I will give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown, and we will watch it together. JD, are you ready?
I'm totally ready. I have one sock on. My shirt is half off. My pie is begging for my attention. So let's watch the trailer.
Here we go. Let's do it. 3, 2, 1 click.
Movie Land magazine released its top summer movies to see after Star Wars.
Austin Powers.
American Pie.
Wild Wild West. Eyes Wide Shut. Notting Hill.
Which makes us ask the question, why American Pie?
Okay, well, one time at band camp, I stuck a flute.
Is it the getting caught?
Hey, Jimmy. Just wanted to say sweet dreams.
Yeah, good night, Mom.
He's tried to watch some illegal channels here.
Illegal channels?
This is just a bad reception, huh?
Oh, baby.
What's that?
You know what? Here, just give me this, and let's get this.
Yeah.
How's the matter with this thing here?
The awkward moments.
I want the right time, the right moment, the right place.
It's not a space shuttle launch. It's sex.
The infatuation.
I love you.
Okay. The desperation.
What exactly does it feel like?
Warm apple pie.
Fascination.
Huh? We'll just tell your mother that we ate it all.
You know, guys, maybe I'm just not good with girls, period.
All that you gotta do is just ask them questions and listen to what they have to say and stuff.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
Here's to the next step.
This bed is on fire.
Universal Pictures presents.
Perhaps you could help me with my studies?
If you ever had a chance with Nadia, this is it.
A story about the moves.
You bad boy.
The madness.
What you drinking?
Scotch.
Single malt.
Aged 18 years. The way I like it.
And the moments in our lives.
Please, God, let this be it.
If you want to hook up with her, tell her you love her. That's how I always do.
That are as American as apple pie.
Boy, it's been a long time since we've had a little father-son chat.
Oh, I almost forgot. I bought some magazines. Well, this is the female form. Look at the expression on her face. She's kind of looking right into your eyes, saying, "Hey, big boy."
Oh, my God.
American Pie.
You
you do. I forgot you've been there and
done. Well, I've learned about you know, one sex day, so I really don't need you to sit here and talk to me about it.
All right, JD, I'll let you go first. What did you think of the trailer?
Okay, first of all, 90s movies, they all come from the same mold. And holy moly, this has got it going on. The music in this trailer is fantastic. The comedy is great. The innuendos are out of this world. I will say, I don't remember there being such a short amount of Stifler to be had, which I give credit to the trailer because I think he almost steals the show.
He's definitely a scene stealer.
Yeah, he steals it. But like, I think he's got like a focus in one scene in this.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't notice that right away. I wrote down three things that I really liked about the trailer. Number one, the soundtrack. I actually own the soundtrack on CD, and I play it every year, especially when summer comes. And the second thing was Jim's dad. He's hilarious in this role. Eugene Levy.
He's a national treasure.
And then third, I mean, this is the word that kind of like controlled my entire high school. MILF. Those were my 3 points.
Okay, please explain why the word MILF controlled your entire high school.
What kind of
back page situation did you have?
That's a good question. I'm still working on some of those issues with my therapist. Maybe I'll talk about him on another episode.
Maybe you need to write an apology to Miss Autry? Mrs. Autry?
No, not my mom, dude. Hey-o! Now, in all seriousness, I'm definitely overstating that, but I just remember, like, this was something, like, after this movie came out, everybody was, like, obsessed with each other's moms. It was like, oh, dude, your mom's a MILF, like, and I don't think anybody ever thought that. But it was just something like you did.
Apparently, Indiana was a very strange and unique place. Because all of my friends' moms were like 70-year-old cafeteria ladies.
There you go. Slop, slop it, Joes. Slop, slop it, Joes. Let's jump into some of the box office numbers here before things get any weirder. American Pie debuted at the box office on July 9th, 1999, distributed by Universal, with a runtime of 95 minutes and a production budget of $12 million. American Pie opened to 2,508 screens and debuted number one at the box office, bringing in $18.7 million in week one. In week two, it would drop to the number two spot and bring in another $13.5 million over the weekend, bringing the 10-day total already to $45.5 million. JD, thoughts on the first 10 days here?
I mean, it adds up. Like, I'm not surprised by that necessarily. Like, I think that this is the kind of movie that probably miffed a lot of people, but also probably created a lot of boners in the audience.
Do you think Schoolyard Effect was in play here?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. I definitely think that word of this movie started spreading, especially when we're talking about the 14 to 17-year-old audience. We're talking about people that, like, maybe they didn't have their driver's license the weekend it came out, but maybe the next weekend they did. So everybody hop into your mom's minivan and we're taking 10 people to go see it.
Surprisingly, it kind of doesn't have that Schoolyard Effect here. So it would drop to number three in week three. And then number six the following week, and then after that, completely out of the top 10. So in total, it would spend 16 weeks in theaters, but really it was only like 5 or 6 weeks before it dropped down to just a couple hundred screens. And it made just over $100 million domestically. So those first 3 weeks bringing the majority of it in. And then this was crazy to me, $132.9 million internationally in the box office. So the worldwide total, $234,723,148 on a $12 million budget. I totally understand why they greenlit the sequel so quick. JD, thoughts on that?
I'm very excited to know that internationally it did so well.
Yeah.
I could only fathom that it was the Japanese audience that came through and insert random Japanese ethnic reference.
Bing bong ching chong. Boom boom. Hello. Truth.
It's not racist if you just say insert random generic reference, right? Like I'm not the one doing it.
I totally did not just put a clip in here.
So good.
Oh my god, you crossed the line.
Yeah, feel free to cut that. Yeah, that's all I had. Like, I'm not surprised. Like, I think other cultures probably embrace, like, the title alone is a selling point, America Pie. Like, traditionally, so many movies, if you put American or America in front of whatever you're selling,
yeah,
it's going to do well. American Beauty. It's the beauty of America.
Okay, let's talk about the top 10 movies the week of July 9th, 1999. Number one, again, was American Pie. Number two was Wild Wild West. Big Willie.
Jim West, Desperado, Rough Riders, No You Don't Got Nada.
Love it. Number three, Big Daddy. Number four, Tarzan. Number five, The General's Daughter. Number six, Arlington Road. Number seven, Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace. Number eight, South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. I love that title. Number nine, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. And number 10, Summer of Sam. JD, any standouts in the top 10 for you?
Dude, that is a competitive weekend. Obviously, I saw Wild Wild West, Jim West, Desperado in theaters. I know I saw South Park in theaters.
Okay.
Like that's some stiff competition.
I definitely can remember seeing American Pie, Big Daddy, Austin Powers, and Star Wars. At least those four. I don't think I saw Wild Wild West, though.
I did see Star Wars in theaters as well, and I want to say I saw Big Daddy in theaters, but it was later in its run.
Okay. I will say I almost went to Star Wars to see Salma Hayek. Shwing. Not enough to get me there. I think Big Daddy is going to be a future episode. I would be surprised if we didn't go down the Star Wars trail and hit all the sequels. Any others that you see as like a future episode? Maybe Austin Powers?
We will definitely hit Austin Powers. There will be a Will Smith poll topic weekend ahead of us.
Yep.
And I may or may not have sung Wild Wild West theme song at karaoke in the past. So, you know, maybe the teaser trailer episode is me just doing that song verbatim. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Put you on the spot. Let's talk about critic and audience response. We're going to use Rotten Tomatoes, as we always do, to gauge the response of the critic and audiences. Just to confirm, I have not sent any of these numbers to JD ahead of time. This is completely off the top of his head and from how he feels like the movie would be received here. So we'll start with the critics. JD, how do you think the film was received by the critics?
I want to say the critics are not favorable because we're talking about a late 90s teen sex romp. We don't necessarily have any redeeming callbacks with actors. We've got Eugene Levy, we've got Jason Biggs, we've got good actors in this, but we don't necessarily have like any nostalgia. So I think that this movie kind of sits on its own for where it is. I mean, props to Blink-182 for making an appearance, but I don't think
I don't think
critics were like, oh my gosh,
Blink, oh my gosh. Yeah.
So I want to say critics probably took what it was for unique at the time, but derivative against other teen sex romp movies. And I want to say they probably hit, I don't know. I mean, it's a funny movie. It's an original movie. There's great comedy to it. The number that pops into my head is 52.
Okay. And how about audience?
I worry about the audience. I think you and I, we would rate this movie very high. Like, this is a definitive movie. This is a movie that is formative to our high school years. I went into prom in high school assuming everything would be like this movie. So I would rate this extraordinarily high, but we have to consider people not in our generation, non-millennials, you know, before us, after us, sort of taking a look at this movie and saying, like, what the hell is going on? But I think that our generation comes to bat, and I'm going to say 62%, which I don't think is necessarily like a super great response to this movie. But I think that we're battling a lot of people that didn't necessarily understand what the hell this movie meant.
Okay. Great. So your critic was 52, right?
Yes, 52.
Okay. So the critic response was 60%, rotten. So you're pretty close there. Audience, you're almost right on the nail. You guessed 62. It's actually 61. So, well done, man. And I think your explanation of the audience is dead on. I think there's our generation that totally gets it. And I think there's that like 70s and 80s generation. It's like, come on, man, that's not how it is. And they just grew up in a completely different time and probably didn't connect to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those people suck. No, those people suck. You guys have Prom Night from the 70s. Like, that's your teenage sex romp movie.
Let's hear from a couple of the critics here. So Liam Lacey of the Globe and Mail said, Adam Hertz's script is wildly uneven, but occasionally quite funny. What do you think of the review here from Liam Lacey?
I think that's a very practical assessment of American Pie. Yeah, it's wildly uneven. A lot of it doesn't necessarily make sense. But who cares? Because it's funny. And the young actors do a great job, and the soundtrack rocks. It's a great experience.
Okay. Jonathan Rosenbaum of the Chicago Reader said, another giggly, gross-out comedy for teenagers. This one's somewhat better than most by virtue of being more satisfying of an ending. Anything you want to add on that?
Well, yeah, everybody gets laid, so how does it get more satisfying than that?
And then we've got our old buddy Roger Ebert. Real quick, you don't have to like give an assessment, but do you think thumbs up or thumbs down from him?
I feel like he gives it a thumbs up.
Okay. He did. 3 out of 4 stars. Very short review for him. Cheerful and hardworking and sometimes funny. His, I love, and we've heard this from him in the back in the past year, where it's like he gives it a good review, but then he also gives it like a little backhand, like, this was really good. Sometimes. Smack.
No, but I think that for anybody that has not seen this movie, for our listeners, if you've not seen American Pie, like that is kind of like the perfect explanation. It is very hardworking. The jokes are earned. The comedy is earned. The character development is earned. Everything about it, it builds. And yeah, okay, it's not super original. It's derivative. Like the rhetoric is kind of like, But at the same time, like if you appreciate it for what it is, like a piece of apple pie, mm-hmm. like apple, it's not going to blow your mind, but it's going to satisfy you.
Maybe if you like pie.
You son of a bitch.
So when we jump into the full episode on Wednesday here, what do you look forward to most when we discuss American Pie?
Stifler. Stifler steals the show. Like, I'm so excited to revisit his comedy, his shtick. Again, I know you probably relate to this. You were the jock throughout high school. You were the jock throughout college. I was the same. We can relate to that character, and I think he's hilarious. And the trailer, I think, underdevelops who he is and the what he plays and the pacing and the plot of this. And then right. The subsequent, what, 4 movies that come after it? 3 movies? Whatever. No, I'm super stoked to see Stifler in action. And then, obviously, MILF. MILF.
MILF. Yeah, no, the MILF chant's great. You know, I see your point with the Stifler comparison. I kind of compare myself more to, like, a Paul Finch, though. You know, he's on the golf team, so he's still a little bit athletic. He's got the issues with going to the bathroom, which we share. And then there's that mystery of, is Paul Finch packing some heat and being a big guy with a size 15? I think the ladies maybe thought the same thing about me.
Listen, Shipwreck, you are not on the golf team. So you don't get to make that comparison.
Very true. I had to throw something out there, though. Yeah, no, I'm totally Stifler. You're right.
No, but Finch was a great character, too. And like, I went through my ups and downs of like awkwardness and growing into my teenage body where I was, you know, okay, audience, I will admit I was bullied and picked on for a number of years growing up, which made me the Stifler that I was.
Yeah, sure were. We got some stories from college. We'll save that for another day, though. As I said, we will be back on Wednesday with the full review. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and all full episodes are up on YouTube. Remember to rate, review while you're on there. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/backintimepod. Everything else, Twitter, Instagram, is all at backintimepod. You can also email us at backintimepodcast@gmail.com. shoot us out an idea. Give us a poll topic or, you know, tell us your favorite movie growing up as a kid, and we will try and put it on the list and eventually get to it. You can also support our sponsor over at Bunny17 Media. Type in promo code BACKINTIME at checkout. Save yourself 15%. But it's that time of the episode to climb back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and return back to present day. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. See ya!
If you're ever in a pinch, try a delicious blueberry cobbler, and then stick your penis in it.